Now we are discussing the third point. The third point is this. A bona fide guru is sent to this world by Srimati Radhika, our Purvacharya, one of the sixth Goswami, and recipient of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elder brother and guru of Sri Rupa Goswami, is Sanatana Goswami. He wrote in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam, the last chapter, means seventh chapter, second part, seventh chapter. He showed in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam, one Gop Kumar Mills cowherd boy, he has initiated by his guru. Krishna came in form of his guru and initiate him. After that, he went so many places. Later he got his Swarup Siddhi, and after Swarup Siddhi, before Saraswati travel from Ganga Sagar, other king's kingdom, then Kasi and Prayag, Jagannath Puri, everywhere after traveling. Even he went to heavenly planet, Mahalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Satalok, all he traveled. Again he came back in this Bhuma Vrindavan and took birth in Vrindavan and did bhajan and got Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. He took birth from the wombs of Gopi and became very intimate Sakha of Krishna, used to go for cow grazing. And one Brahmin, Janasarva by name, then Gop Kumar, his constitutional form name became Swarup. S-A-R-U-P, Swarup, is Krishna Sakha. Krishna embraced him during cow grazing, gave him some prasad, this and that, so many things happened. And every day he is going to for cow grazing with Krishna, is very happy. Sri Swarup Uvacha, evang jat paramam sadham, paramam sadhan cha jat, tad vicharja adhuna brahman sayangnischi atangtaya. Now Swarup told to that Mathur Brahman, Brahman from Mathura, Janasarma by name, and he explained to him all kind of practice and all kind of goal achieved by that practice. Swarup told, oh my dear Brahman, you have learned all this, you have heard all this thing. You are intelligent enough. Now you can consider yourself what is the best for you. See, Swarup told to that Mathur Brahman, Janasarma, I have explained the glory of Golok Dham. You have asked me as before. Oh Brahman, you asked me as before that I went to the bank of Ganges and Kasi and other places, and I heard so many types of goal and how to get that goals of means. So Brahman told, hearing all this thing, now I became in doubt, what is my ultimate goal and what is the practice for that ultimate goal. By myself, I not able to judge Hearing this, Sarup told his own incident, own history. Now Sarup is telling, now you have heard the glory of Golok. Hearing all these things, you have to take decision by yourself, what is the supreme goal for you and what is the supreme practice for this, attain the goal. Really, you have to understand this thing, that Guru is testing to disciple what is your ultimate goal and what is the ultimate sadhan to attain the goal. The second slok, second chapter. Mathura Brahmana Sreshta Madvat Prapam Tayapitat Sarvang Devva Prasadena Praptam Eveti Mannatam. Sarup told to that Brahmin, oh, the best Brahman of Mathura, Janasarma, by the mercy of Devi, I attained my desirable result. You can also attain the same type of result, you will be sure and certain. Slok number 3. Vartate cha vasishtam yat bhuta prayancha vidhitat vikshe kripa bharang tasya bhaktam bhagavat stai. What is remain there? You will think that already you have received that. Because I have seen all kind of mercy of Bhagavan upon you. Sanatana Goswami in his comment is telling, if somebody may say, or Jana Sarma, the best Brahman Mathura, can say, oh, which you are telling, that I will get mercy of Krishna, but I could not see any symptom of me. For this, Sanatana Goswami told in beginning of this slok, Vartate. No. Sarup telling, I have seen the symptom on you, that you have clear mercy of Goloknath, means Krishna. So what is remain there? The direct darshan of Madan Gopal, and it will be happen very soon. It will explain in slok number 8 later on. Now slok number 4. Pasya jachatmanattasya tadiyanam api dhruvam vrittam param gopam tat sarvam te kathitam maya. Please listen more. What is very confidential for me, even for God, and extremely confidential from devotee, that I have described to you. Now slok number 5, 6 and 7. Nijabhava viseshascha bhagavat charanashrayah na prakashayitum yoggo hriya samanesa piya jati dasa viseshaja vrittam saparibrismritehe vishesha gyanarahittan nanubhutam yadatmana tatta sarvamidam tena krishnena visvame hridi nissaritam ivayatam ballad bhaktre tadagrata. Sarup is telling, Srila Sanatana Goswami is telling in his commentary, the guru who is very merciful to his disciple and disciple also very obedient and like-minded, means in which ras guru is situated and disciple also desire for same ras, for that Gurudev is the embodiment of mercy of Krishna and he always manifests everything in the front of disciple. For this it mentioned before slok number 3 vartate. Now Swarup is telling, due to shyness, due to shame, even what is not proper to manifest in my own mind and which special mood, even I could not realize all that thing. That means when I was in Swarup Siddhi, I could not realize that mood also, that indirect realization. I have described all this thing to you. What is that? That seeing Krishna, what kind of mood happened for him and what symptom manifest in his body, all the sattvic bhavs, all the 8 sattvic moods. Sometimes you can be mad, so many things I could not describe, I could not understand at that time. And you are neophyte for Golok. And I have no time to consider about a neophyte here. It seems to me that Krishna by force manifests all these things through my mouth. Why so? The cause of this, Krishna has entered in my heart and all this astonishment or wonderful pastimes and the mystery of those pastimes he by force take out from my heart and expressing to you through my mouth. So what Swarup want to mean here, that even why I could not realize the significance of this, when he saw Bhagavan Sri Krishna, at that time he became so pleasures, so pleasure. So he could not understand anything, what is going to be happened, how Krishna embraced him, how Krishna feed him, how Krishna told, I was waiting for a long time, when you will come, when you will come. What happened, I could not understand at that time, could not remember. So now it is coming in my heart by force of Krishna, and Krishna manifest all these things to tell you by force. Now slok number 8. Bhavatashchatra vishwaso nitarang samapaddata lakshanai lakshitaschayam maya sigra phalapradah. Or seeing some symptom, I understood that you have found faith on me, so you can get the result very soon. Swarup is telling there is more symptom of mercy of Krishna because you have firm faith on me and on my word. If Jana Sharma can say, oh, it seems to me also that I have firm faith on you, but oh Gurudev, how you knew this? For this he is telling, Swarup is telling, seeing your face I understood, so many symptoms coming on your face. Face is the indication of mind. If some has so much firm faith on Gurudev, then he can get result very quick. Even if somebody has firm faith, he can get result of Satkarma even also. What to say about bhakti? So if somebody has firm faith in Shravan, then he can get result of Krishna bhakti very easily and very quick. And moreover, I am seeing one more symptom on you, that all birds are charming here, it's favorable charming, they are very happy. Even if anything going to be good thing happened, then you can see nature are very happy there. Now sloka number 9. Swayam Sri Radhika Devi Pratyatadide Samam Sarupayati Matkunji Madhbhakto Mathuro Dijaha. Specially, to the early in the morning, Sri Radhika ordered me, O Sarup, please go the material Vrindavan. One devotee of myself, Brahmana Mathura, is coming here. Go and help him. So, Sarup came here for Mathura Brahman as a guru. Why? Srimati Radhika sent to him. And what Radhika told to him? Tatra ikaki tamat daddau gattva sadupade sataha prabuddha swasatam krishna prasadam prapayadrutam. So the Mathura Brahman is there in Kunja in Vrindavan. He could understand what to do, what not to do. Go immediate and give him some good advice and console him and make him hope that he will get mercy of Krishna very, very soon. And moreover, you will go alone, don't take anyone else with you, because you have to console and make some hope to others. If so many persons are there that to whom you want to give consolation, they could not get consolation, he could not get consolation or could not get any hope. Or if you could not give console, if not console to him and not give any hope to him, then it will be impossible for him to get the mercy of Krishna. So go alone. Sloka number 11. Asmatasya samadesa chigram atra aham agatah na prasadupakshesma krishna sanga sukham chatat. I am extremely happy with Krishna's association. I am going for cow grazing with Krishna, and Krishna is ordering me do this, do that. I am serving in so many ways. I am bringing flower to decorate him. I am bringing some kind of stone and rubbing the stone. I am making some color and decorating him with leaves and flowers from the forest. And I am feeding him, and we are sitting together and eating each other, making fun, and all sakhas, we are very happy. Although I was extremely happy with Krishna association, and I don't want to give up this happiness anymore in future, but giving up that kind of happiness, I came very quick in this kunja, in this grove. Why? To satisfy Radhika only. As soon as I get order of Radhika, I run from there. Even Krishna not went for cow grazing yet. Prior to him, I give up all happiness being with Krishna and came here to you. I know Krishna will search me, where I am, why I went, without his kind permission, without consulting with him, why I went. Krishna will inquire all these things, I know. But I am very happy because what I can get happiness with Krishna. But I know if I obey Radhika's order, then Radhika will be happy, then Krishna will be more happy. And Krishna will be more controlled by me. Because Krishna completely controlled by Radhika. If someone obey Radhika's order, then Krishna will be more controlled by Radhika. And this is the proof and evidence by Srila Sanatana Goswami that bona fide Gurudev come in this world sent by Srimati Radhika. And who came in Mahaprabhu's line, especially all our Guru Parampara, mainly all, especially after Mahaprabhu, all of them are Manjari Sarup, their constitutional form of Manjari of Srimati Radhika. Means they are either Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi. They are too much leaning towards Radhika. So even Krishna order them anything, they don't care for Krishna because they are made servant of Radhika. What Radhika order, they always carry out that order. So seeing this, Krishna also very happy with them and Krishna controlled by them. If they want, they make dance Krishna, make love Krishna how they want, they can do like Krishna, like a puppet. They used to do that because Krishna knows that they are serving Radhika so much, so Krishna is very pleased with them. So nowadays, whoever bona fide Gurudev in line of Mahaprabhu, if we serve him eternally and please him each and every respect, that Krishna will be controlled, no doubt. Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in his kirtan, Radhikar dasi jodi hoy abhiman shighra milay tabo gokulakan. If somebody has this kind of proud or ego that I am made servant of Srimati Radhika, then the Krishna of Gokul will be controlled by him very soon. Hare Krishna, second point, third point is finished.